Yeah, here we are at the Queen's Head in Tedworth. That's right, isn't it, John?
You are sure about that, are you?
I wasn't for a second.
Who are you talking to over there?
Well, I've got Liz over here, who's the landlady. Howdy, dear.
Yes, hello. Now you're...
Oh, I love that. Can you say that again?
Yeah, hello.
You can see the way she's looking at him.
Now, you've been in the business, as it were, for
Excuse me, did you actually say that?
Yes, that's right. You've been an actress for most of your working life.
Oh, most of it, yes.
Until you decided to take on the job of publican.
Yeah, and I don't know why, because I could have got less murder.
Can you remember back to your sort of early days in the business? What sort of, were you a sort of spear carrier and some of the awful jobs that
I never carried a spear in my life. Yeah. Get off. I carried a lot of other things, but not spears.
Yeah. But when you start off in the business, they give you the worst of the jobs, don't they?
You start at the bottom. I'll rephrase that as well. I didn't start. Yeah, I started at the bottom, obviously, most of us did. Sort of stage management and that kind of thing. I remember, the worst thing I ever did when I first started, yes, when I went on tour, my first job in professional theatre, when I was working all the buttons and the tubes and the bits and pieces, and I was doing a thing with Brian Reese, who was at that time PC 49,
I hate to admit it, but I do remember.
Oh, you're older than I am. Yes, and he...
he's older than everybody.
Yeah, I pressed the button at the wrong time, and the piano carried on playing when I wasn't pressing the right button, you know. I did all these stupid things.
I remember, the only stupid thing that I remember doing, at least that I'll admit to, is that in the middle of a musical, which was, the one scene was on a quayside, and the following scene was in a huge and glittering ballroom, I left one of these giant telescopes on the stage. So when it went up as the ballroom, had one of these telescopes that you put sixpences in. Now, you spent years in rep as well, haven't you?
Oh, lots of years, lots of years in rep.
That must be a tough life, because you're sort of working on three plays at once, but it obviously becomes...
Two shows a week every day, and rehearsing the rest of the day.
I presume it just becomes part of your life. You don't realise how tough it is.
No, it becomes natural at the end of the day, and you develop a sort of photographic memory, where you have to learn the lines and do all that bit, but it's... it becomes a way of life.
It's a shame now that a lot of those rep theatres have closed, haven't they?
Oh, yes, I think so. There's nowhere for the kids to learn these days. There's nowhere for the youngsters to learn their job. There's nowhere...
No, they're coming out of drama school and going straight into television, some of them, aren't
they? All, yes. They don't have anywhere to go to learn their business.
Yeah. We're fairly lucky in the Three Counties. Yeah. We've got Watford Palace Theatre that are still putting on a lot of very good stuff, aren't they?
Yeah, there are still places where they do, but... I think it's the hype thing these days that suddenly you're a star. You're not a star at all.
No, nobody's really a star, are they?
I've done the West End bit, and I've done a television bit, and I've done all that sort of thing. But you're not a star at the end of the day, and people are described as stars when they're stars.
Now, you've done all sorts of things in all sorts of theatres in different shows. But Colin did mention to us earlier, when we first started today, that you actually... lost the feel for it all, lost the sort of the thought of the glamour of it all.
I did, I got tired of the hype. I couldn't, I didn't want to know about the hype and the business. And once it becomes a job that you do just for the money, it's not worth doing it anymore. Yeah.
Did you ever do a long run where, it becomes almost like an office job?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did 2.5 years in the same play in the West End, and then went to Canada with it, and did another 2 months there. So I've been doing nearly 3 years doing the same play every night.
That must be very talented.
Every night for, and 3 shows a week, and, it just became... And then at the end of that, when that closed, I went into television, and I did some television, but television didn't appeal to me. I lost the audience participation.
That's right, that's very important for an actor, right?
You don't get it from television. You get it, strangely enough, you do get it from radio. But from television, I never found that it gave me any satisfaction at all.
Do you ever get a hankering to go back? You must,
well,
you must
there
miss
are
some
occasions,
of it.
There are occasions.
Probably miss the party.
There are occasions now when I think, it's great. I'm going to go, I'll go for it again. But
so deer phones are particularly special.
Sorry.
You've got some National Health earphones on there. Sorry. This.
I don't wear hearing aid.
No,
headphones. Watch my lips then.
They are, John, you see, another character. We've got so many characters in Timbers, we could do a month from here.